You've waited this long, wrestling fans, and now it's your chance. Get those tickets out, buy up those souvenirs, and find your seats, because we're about to kick off the return of Ground Zero Radio.
I mean, that's got to be one of the greatest moments in the history of mankind. Because you know what's happening. Seriously, think about this. How many pervy guys have been watching one of these Girls Gone Wild tapes, and then they realize, oh my God, that was my daughter that just French kissed a whore!
Today, on the return show of Ground Zero Radio, Tyler Hollywood returns to the wrestling world by bringing you updates from the VWA, UCW, UWF, NBC, SNW, NCW, and the EEW. This week's commentary is a debate on what is more important in wrestling, health or money. Plus, Tyler answers a letter to Hollywood about women's wrestling, wrestler updates, and your calls. That's all here today on Ground Zero Radio. And now your host, the most dangerous man on internet radio, the sugar in every woman's cup of coffee, and the piss in every man's Cheerios. He's the would-be king of the e-wrestling world and the future overlord of America. Put him together, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Mr. Tyler Hollywood.
Live from the CIC on the USS Hollywood, somewhere out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, so you rabid fans, can't get your filthy paws on me. Thank you and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the return show of Ground Zero Radio. Now, right off the bat, let me tell you, I have missed you. Probably not as much as you've missed me, but I've missed you. All right, and also let me tell you that this is going to be a pretty darn good show. It has been, I believe, almost 2 years, maybe just a little over 2 years, since some of you have heard the man with the golden chin, the golden-voiced Tyler Hollywood. Now, in the past, I've brought you all kinds of updates and e-wrestling news. I've brought you interviews from some of the biggest superstars, and I want to bring you so much more. We've got a lot to cover today. We've got several updates that were sent in. Now, I did just a little work. Remember, I'm the type of guy that is just way too busy to do your type of work. But in order to bring you a good show today, in order to have some fun with you folks, I wanted to bring you as much as I could. So I went and did a little work. But I want you to remember one thing. You have to get in touch with me. You have to send me an update. Whether it's your e-wrestling character, your persona, or your federation. I want you to be able to do the work. It takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes will give you 15 minutes of fame, and if you're lucky, that 15 minutes of fame can turn you into a superstar. All it takes is just get in touch with me, yours truly, Tyler Hollywood. Now, somebody asked me the other day, why do you do what you do? Why are you a professional wrestler? Why do you give so much to this sport? Now, this is a question I get asked a lot. And let me tell you, I've been a wrestling fan since I can remember. Been in the wrestling business almost as long. And while most of my friends and colleagues grew out of their love for wrestling, I made my love into a career. Now, I hear a lot of the popular, well, you do know it's fake, right? comments. When I tell people that I'm not only a wrestling fan, but a superstar as well. And I always seem to have the same reply. Wrestling is not fake. It's predetermined in many instances. So what is the difference between fake and predetermined, you might ask? Well, if something is fake, then it's completely unreal. Nothing happens. With wrestling, some of the results are predetermined, but those guys in the ring are really doing these things that you watch them and I do. Albeit if they know how to do them in a way that avoids injury to them or the person that they are in the ring with. Granted, some guys are better at it than others. Some guys are just sloppy in the ring, and they don't last long. Wrestling is as much about the entertainment as it is about the matches. The storylines involved in wrestling can be likened to that of a soap opera, even though sometimes we don't want to admit that. That's why many people refer to wrestling as sports entertainment. And I think that is the perfect balance between entertainment and athleticism that many fans enjoy. It's all about the forgetting. Even if just for a second that the action is predetermined, and wondering how these guys can do that to each other without getting hurt. It's about not being able to wait to see what one guy is going to do to another next week and wondering how that storyline will advance. You know, professional wrestling is enjoyed by millions of fans worldwide. And groups like the Volatile Wrestling Alliance, who's been around for 3 or 4 years now, or the Universal Wrestling Federation, which has been around for ages. They even produce their own video games starring their wrestlers and release CDs featuring their theme songs. This proves that there is a massive market out there for anything connected to our sport, the sport of kings. And wrestling almost constantly features as one of the top searches on Google each week. So, what is it exactly that attracts me and you and millions of other people worldwide to the spectacle that is professional wrestling? Wrestling is all about storytelling, just like many other shows on television, but with wrestling, only with wrestling, this is done through wrestling matches. I enjoy the matches, and I enjoy the storytelling. I always enjoyed wondering how these guys actually managed to do that without getting hurt. So I set up to find out how. And here I am. I enjoy the fact that a good wrestling match actually makes you think it's real. Just for a minute. And then you go back to wondering how they managed to do that again. How'd they do that to you? How'd they make you believe? For me, wrestling is all about all the things it incorporates. The athleticism, the storytelling, the drama, watching the characters develop over time, and of course the matches themselves. Overall, I suppose I enjoy wrestling for just what it is, a couple of hours of entertainment every week. But more importantly, for me and the other guys that have stepped inside the square circle, when you cut away a lot of the frivolous stuff, when you cut away the fans, and it's just a squared circle, you and your opponent, it's the competition, when I step into the ring, that brings it all home and reminds me that I am indeed a fan. Now, if you want to get in touch with the radio show, there are several ways to do it. If you want to send in an update, a quick blurb, whatever it is, there are several ways you can do this, okay? The first way is just to send me a straight mail, Tyler@TalkRadioX.com. You can do that easily. Just open up your email server, pop my name in there, Tyler@TalkRadioX.com, fill out what you want, send me it, and I'll read it on air. If I can fit it in. Sometimes we have a full show. If you are a fan from the past, you will know that. Another way you can reach us and maybe participate in the show at the same time, I just had a question from one of the superstars out there. He asked, is there a chat room? Yes, there is. Okay. You can go to TalkRadioX.com, which most of you have already gone to click on that Listen Live button. But if you look real close, there is a chat button on there. And what that will do, it will just bring you to a little box that will open up the chat. It's called TRX Chat. And all you got to do is fill out your nickname. Choose whatever nickname you want. As a matter of fact, I'm doing it right now. Okay? And I'm going to be in the chat room. And you can do this. You can pop in there. Hello, Spooky Doom. He's already in there. I can see some people cringing already. All right. So that's a couple of the ways. You can participate during the show in the chat room. You can send me mail. You can send me a Skype message. There's two Skype lines that you can use. All right. Right now, I'm on my personal line. And that's just groundzero.radio. or Tyler Hollywood. Look me up on Skype. In a little while, when I open up the phone lines, I'm going to be switching to the phone line. The phone line here is 1-661-349-8255. You can give us a buzz on that. That'll get you directly to me. Now remember, Jimmy the Mime, who's my intern here, Jimmy the Mime, he is answering the phones. So it's gonna take a little bit for him to get me to you. But don't worry. I'll definitely get you on air. If we don't get to your phone call right away, try again. Alright? But don't call yet because I have not opened the lines of communication yet. I have not opened the call-in line yet. We got way too much to cover before we start taking phone calls from everybody. Alright? Another way that you can reach us is when I do switch over that phone number over there at Talk Radio X, that dials in, forwarded to a Skype call-in line, and it's just called Talk Radio X. So that's what I want you to do first. I want you to jot down that number, and then I want you to look up Talk Radio X on Skype. All right? And when I switch over, I'll add whoever's trying to contact me who wants to reach the radio show today. And one other thing. I'm going to be keeping my email book open just in case somebody sends me mail there today. In the past, we had to balance a lot of things here on the show. So I'm going to keep that open so that you guys can get in touch with the show during the show if you don't want to pop into the chat room. By the way, quick shout out to everybody in the chat room at the moment besides myself. All right, we've got Kaji Fireson showing up, Mr. Packer, we got Pandyman, Spooky Doom, Sugarbell, Wicked Shadow, and we have somebody who used one of the predetermined chat room names, MIB_C11INI. Hello, newbie. Welcome to the show. All right, folks, we've got a lot we've got to cover. I'm going to turn it around real quick. We will be back right after this. You know it. Spooky Doom, the first one in the chat room today. He wins a bell. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tyler Hollywood. Just in case you just tuned in, this is Ground Zero Radio. This is where I'm going to be bringing you the best of e-wrestling news, updates, and, of course, in the future, interviews with some of the hottest superstars out there. Now, we have, as I said earlier in the show, we got a lot of things we got to cover. We got quite a few updates that were sent, and then I went out and grabbed a few more. But we're going to kick things off in order by the way they came in. All right, that's how we're going to do it this week. Other weeks I'll design it a little differently, but I'm going to put it in order. And I think it's fitting this week because starting off, kicking off the updates this week is an update from the Volatile Wrestling Alliance. They've got some top stories coming out of there. They just had their big PPV Momento More. The top story coming out of there is Shane Lawson has regained control of his own company. Momento More marked the dawning of a new era in the Volatile Wrestling Alliance. In the main event of the night, the three men that Shane Lawson picked to fight for his side of the company, for him, Eric Kennels, Jamie Lockhart, and Dustin Adams, managed to beat Jude's Army, Jason Rolento, Mike Omen, and Blood Rain. God, Omen and Lawson are still at it? This is amazing to me. And, of course, Lawson's team regained the company for the man that handpicked them. Not only that, but because of it, Jude's reign of tyranny within the Volatile Wrestling Alliance is officially over. He's gone. And not only that, but the war between father and son is over too, meaning that things are bound to settle down now in the VWA after a crazy past few months. Another top story coming out of the VWA Championship Unification match at Creating Chaos. It's no surprise that after regaining control of his company, Shane Lawson would do something to shock the world, and that's why he did by announcing that the first show back would be a fans' choice show called Creating Chaos, which there's only been one of these before in the VWA. But what people might not have expected is that he's decided to merge the VWA Supernova title and the VWA Bloodsport title, two belts that have been around for years in the VWA. The new title will be called the Supernova title, taking the name of one of the merged belts because of the meaning the name has to the VWA's owner. At Memento Mori, another huge rivalry came to an end when Sin Skylar beat Black Rose in a 2-out-of-3 falls match, proving that she's officially the better woman and gaining a shot at the VWA Women's Championship. A shot that she'll never be able to get, I might add. As right after the match, she got on the mic and quit the VWA for good. It came as a shock to most people, but given her recent problems at home and with her daughter, it's no surprise that Sin's at least taking a break from competition, given that she's been working without a break for quite some time now. Rumor has it that her contract is still sitting on the back burner for a return if she so chooses. Of course, there was new champions at every pay-per-view. There's usually a new champion or two. That does not count out Memento Mori. With the crowning of a new owner at Memento Mori, new champions also joining that list, as Connor McLeod and Christian Matthews managed to take down Jason Taylor and Dexter Kane to become the VWA Tag Team Champions. I gotta wonder, this Connor McLeod, I wonder if this is the son of that blowhard Nate McLeod, who was in the RWF back in the 90s. I gotta check that out. I gotta figure that out. Let's see. Jack Grange pummeled Travis Daniels until he gained the VWA Supernova title. Jamie Lockhart conquered two giants in order to become a two-time VWA High Voltage champion. And Eric Kennels bested Jason Rolento to regain what was stolen from him in the VWA World Heavyweight Championship. Needless to say, Memento Mori was a game changer for the company, and something tells me, especially with Shane Lawson regaining control, that's only the beginning. And finally, the last top story coming out of the VWA, September changes her way of thinking. Something else shocking happened at Memento Mori, but it was earlier in the show. After Natalie Burrows beat Viola Dupree, a match in which she was defending September's honor, no less, because of Viola attacking Tim. September attacked Natalie and planted her with her finisher, September's End, without giving anyone an explanation for her actions. In fact, it may very well be the first selfish act that September's ever pulled in her career in the VWA. So not only did it shock Natalie when it happened, but it certainly shocked the world. Rumors has it that we're going to get an explanation for her actions with this return show, the fan-created show, Creating Chaos. So make sure you tune in for that. Other results from Memento Mori. Alex Stevens defeated Chase Daniels in a dark match before the show. Dominic Stone defeated Charlie Hazard, Galleon, and Theodore Bear to open the show in a fatal four-way match. Stone, of course, pinning Hazard in that one. Natalie Burrows defeated Viola Dupree, as we just talked about. Jack Grange defeated Travis Daniels in a no-DQ match and became the new VWA Supernova champion. Tommy Griffin defeated Cybrus to retain his VWA Bloodsport championship. Aforementioned Connor McLeod and Christian Matthews defeated Jason Taylor and Dexter Kane when Matthews pinned Taylor to become the new tag team champions over there. Amy Chastain, still doing it, defeated Kara Abari, I'm going to take a shot at that name, to retain her VWA Women's Championship. Connor McLeod in double action defeated Hollywood Helton to retain his VWA Pure Championship. By the way, I already have my team of lawyers out there checking to see if there's any infringement with this Mr. Helton. All right? Any infringement at all, and Mr. Helton's going to be sued. All right? Just saying. I'm just saying. Jamie Lockhart defeated Blood Rain and Dustin Adams in a triple threat match, last man standing match, actually, to become the new high voltage champion. We already mentioned Sin Skylar defeating Black Rose. It was a 2 out of 3 falls match. She pinned her first and last to gain the victory. Mike Omen defeated Kaji Fireson, or as I like to say, Kaji Fireson. Eric Kennels defeated Jason Rolento to become the new VWA World Heavyweight Champion. Those were your results from Memento Mori. In that main event, by the way, Eric Kennels, Jamie Lockhart, and Dustin Adams defeated Jason Rolento, Blood Rain, and Mike Omen to regain the VWA back for Shane Lawson, which, of course, is the top story of the day coming out of there. Speaking of creating chaos, August 27th, 2010, get that right, folks. It's not 2010. It's 2010. In the main event, right now, Falls choose between Falls Count Anywhere match or Steel Cage match, non-title. It's Eric Kennels versus Jamie Lockhart. Fans choose between Triple Threat match or 2-on-1 handicap match. That's going to be Jason Rolento versus Blood Rain and versus Dustin Adams. VWA Pure Championship, the Pure Wrestling Rules match, Connor McLeod. He's the champion. Versus fans choose anyone on the roster. That's going to be interesting. Singles match, non-title. Amy Chastain versus fans choose between Natalie Burrows or Rhea Athens. And let me tell you, if they choose Rhea Athens, Amy Chastain is going to destroy Rhea. I'll tell you why in a little while. Championship unification match, triple threat match. Tommy Griffin, he's the champion. Versus Jack Grange, a champion, versus fan choose between Travis Daniels or Cyberus. Singles match, September versus Black Rose. Mixed title match, Hollywood Helton and Viola Dupree with J.P. Montgomery in their corner versus loser of Travis Daniels and Cyberus, Vogt and Kara Abari. You know, that's going to be a tough name. Kara Abari is the way I'm pronouncing it right now. If I got it wrong, Kara, I'm sorry. I'll send you an autograph picture. All right? Is that going to be doable? Judges say yes. Six-man tag team match, non-title. Connor McLeod, Christian Matthews, and fans choose between Dominic Stone, Charlie Hazard, Galleon, or Alex Stevens versus Jason Taylor, Dexter Kane, and, of course, Lilith Rose. Fatal five-way match, Chase Daniels versus Theater Bear, and the losers of a six-man tag team match vote. And in the dark match, singles match, Ian DeForge versus Maurice Thompson. To wrap up the VWA report for today, the injury report shows that Kaji Fireson suffered a torn shoulder at the hands of Mike Omen when Omen locked on his Omen armbar and wouldn't let go of it. Some recent signings. Over the past few weeks, VWA signed a few names, including Maurice Thompson, Ian DeForge, and the spunky Rhea Athens, who will still get her ass kicked. rumors out of the VWA, it's rumored that there's going to be a surprise return at Creating Chaos. No, I'm going to put the quash on any rumors that it is myself returning to any kind of ring action. It is not going to be yours truly. But just who that is, well, no one knows for sure. But names like Steven Sands and Michael Black have been tossed around the media, so it could very well be one of them. And finally, with Shane back in charge of the company, VWA is going to soar to new heights. If you're not a fan right now, I suggest very highly that you become one. Okay? Good. And by the way, we're going to try to get Shane Lawson on the program here in the next couple of weeks to find out what he does indeed have planned after Creating Chaos. We'll be right back. Here's Band of Skulls. I know what I am.
Cut teeth, Beverly. I got a feeling.
whoa, wait a minute. No, okay, Mr. Pandyman, I know who you are, Pandemonium. Mr. Scott Styles. Never in my wildest dreams. Never in any Booker's wildest dreams. Never in any of your wildest dreams have I ever jobbed to Scott Styles. What the hell are you talking about? 3:29 here in the afternoon on a Sunday. Beautiful Sunday. What the hell are you inside listening to me for? Checking back in with the chat room over there. Agent Orange, Bad Karma. Hey, Bad Karma, how you doing? Billy Hush, Charlie Hazard, myself, JHKR, Kaji Fireson, not Jason Taylor, Packer, Pandyman, Spooky Doom, Sugar Bell, and Wicked Shadow. Wow. Hello, everybody, into the chat room. Glad to see it's pretty busy over there. Enjoy yourselves. Here in the afternoon, it's Ground Zero Radio, the name of the program. I am your host, Tyler Hollywood. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the return show of Ground Zero Radio. And I want to thank everybody who's been excited for the return. Here's what I want you to do for me. If you're this excited, I want you to go out and tell your friends that we will be back, not next week, but the week after. We're going to do this every other week until we get into a nice, good routine, and we get through the summer months and the fall months, and then when everybody's stuck inside, and they've been going to the wrestling shows or watching it on television, and they want to catch up with all the other superstars they can't read about or see, we're going to do this weekly, all right? We're going to get into the winter programs, and we're going to get in a winter season, shall we say, and we'll do it weekly. But for you, for those out there that need Ground Zero Radio every week, at the 3 to 5 p.m. slot, we will be playing, until we go weekly, we'll be playing some of the old Ground Zero Radios, because I have every single one of those shows saved for you to listen to. So you will find that there is a huge difference in quality and production value since we have done those original shows. And towards the end, we started having some great shows over there. We had some guest co-host, including Kaji Fireson. We had my bro Extreme on for a while, or for a couple of shows. We've had O'Malley, Marcus O'Malley was on, and of course we've had several interviews, including Shane Lawson, the former IGA owner. Christ, I forgot his name already. Jazz Madison. He's gonna kill me for that. And, of course, a whole lot more. We had even Rekha Starr on this program once before. So make sure you tell your friends, because the more listeners we get, the more energy we get to this show, the more I'm going to do it. The more I'll bring you entertainment every Sunday. And, by the way, for those of you that know friends, relatives, other superstars that were not able to attend this live event today here on Talk Radio X, all they have to do is go to talkradiox.com and look under On Demand, and they will eventually see this radio program ready for download. Each hour, we're going to put both hours up there, and they'll be able to participate in the next show, referencing the replay, so they can listen to the replay on demand right here on TalkRadioX.com. All right, make sure you tell them about that. Now, I have a letter here that I wanted to discuss. Apparently, there's been some discussions going on about this particular topic in a couple of different posting boards, forums out there. And I wanted to thank the EWS, by the way, E-Wrestling Society, for their support. And this is where one of those letters comes from. It says, "Dear Tyler, I'm getting really tired of the women hating going on most of the federations in the EWS. I do not and have never, ever agreed with locked women's division federations. I don't care what fucked up excuses you misogynistic bastards come up with so as to why we can't beat you. Oh, your poor little effing egos. But then to bitch me out for expressing my opinion? Here's real world facts. Amazons, who were females, kicked the shit out of male Greek warriors. Some of the best rulers and rulers during wartime were female. I don't know what the fuck you guys get out of locked female rosters. Most of the time, girls play guys in feds like that. So you guys are getting your rocks off to other guys playing girls. Just because the WWE, which I have no idea what the WWE is, does it. Doesn't make it right. And most of the time, their talent leaves because of how they're treated. Signed, a female fed head. Well, honey, here's some real world facts for you. Plain and simple, wrestling is a boys' club. Always has been, always will be. That's why there are, and always will be, 95% locked women's divisions in these leagues. Now, is that to say that women can't wrestle? Absolutely not. Hell, I know of a few chicks in this business that can go toe-to-toe against 70% of the men in and around these federations. Some of the names that I can just think of to throw off the top: Myra Benedict, Laura Lee Love, Yuku Shiro. And that's just to name a select few. These chicks have spent time in Japan and wrestling all over the world. They paid their dues and learned how to beat men at their own game, and they have the size to do it. They're also built to handle that punishment, much like the Amazons that you like to point out. But look at the model material that is in the sport today. Many of these cute little PYTs, I'd end up just breaking. They're little toys. I'd break them in 3 hours into playing with them, much like my Christmas presents when I was 8 or 9. I'm rough on my toys. And you have the likes of Tawny Blake and Amy Chastain and Rhea Athens, who are talented in their own right, but are goddamn pixies when it comes to size. And I know. Chastain is like 5'10 and 155. But that's still like 4 inches and 50 pounds smaller than a solid lightweight. Physically, they pale in comparison. Now, you put any of these girls in the ring with the likes of yours truly, James Fierce or Jason Rolento, and they will easily get bent over a knee and spanked several times before they're sent off, bawling like babies and holding sweet, freshly pink ass cheeks. Say nothing about their chances of getting a pinfall victory over a heavyweight wrestler. But here's the thing. People have opinions. And this chick is allowed to have it. I just hope she understands that others have opinions that are 180 degrees different from her, and all the yelling and boo-hooing and foot-stomping isn't going to change those opinions or the fact that this is a boys' club. Now, women do excel in the sport of kings. There are great female wrestlers out there. The most success and respect these ladies gain for willing to put their bodies on the line like the men do have come from those locked rosters. Some do well at the man's level, and some have been heavyweight champions. But those that have worn belts have been in progressive federations willing to take the chance on putting the gold around the petite waist of what would be otherwise eye candy. And each of those federations has rolled snake eyes when they've taken that chance. They lose respect in traditional fans because bookers think it's a sellable idea to have a 5'8", 133-pound pixie defeat a 6'5", 268-pound monster with a top-rope DDT. physically, it's not a sellable idea, and wrestling fans, smart wrestling fans, that know both the mechanics and the entertainment of this sport, aren't dumb when it comes to spotting this type of booking. Do women have a place amongst men in these federations? Indeed they do. Many can hold their own skill-wise against divisional wrestlers like the lightweights and flyweight divisions. But in the ring, against guys like Trey the Man, Juan Vasquez, or yours truly, they are just notches on the box of the condoms. We are ready for the siege. We are armed up to the teeth. Be careful how you live and breathe. Back to the program. We've got more updates for you. You're listening live right now to the Ground Zero Radio e-wrestling program. We started this program in 2002, believe it or not. It didn't go mainstream until about 2006, but we had a cult following on Fancast for the longest time. That's before Fancast became what it is. It used to be just a sports wrestling show broadcasting ramp. You know, just for fans that wanted to do something different. And we've taken that show that Travis McKay used to host, and I used to produce, basically taken this show to parts beyond, if you want to call it that. And this is what we do here. We cover wrestling news. We throw out topics of debate to get the blood flowing. This is what we do here. Now, let's cover the Ultimate Championship Wrestling. I got their update just probably only an hour or so after I got the VWA, so we're going to cover them next. And yes, by the way, to Mr. Souza, we did get the update from CWF. Thank you for sending that. We will see if we can fit that in time. We should be able to. Ultimate Championship Wrestling, in the main event, we have Frostbite facing the reigning heavyweight champion Dave Brickhart with Eric Herrera as a referee. What's Herrera doing wearing a striped shirt? That guy can hardly wrestle, much less referee. Come on. And Eric, I'm kidding you, man. I'm kidding you. Easy. Now, these three men have had quite a long history with each other, dating back to April this year. Frostbite had just lost a sickle at the time and nearly got paralyzed in the process. Mr. Hendrickson took offense to the brutality and ordered that Sickle give up the title and seek professional help. Frostbite was handed the heavyweight title as a result, causing Sickle to beat him down even further until Eric and Immune broke the bombshell of them being his disciples, and then they would not rest until their master got his due. Eric and Dave took offense to that and declared that Frostbite doesn't deserve to be a champion, so a match was made for a contendership to end the arguing of who could truly represent the UCW. By the way, speaking of that, I hear Frostbite is on a retirement tour pretty soon, or in the midst of. Anyways, Frostbite decided to interfere, making it a double disqualification. Eric and Dave complained to Mr. Hendrickson, the boss, saying that they never got to settle their score and want to punish Frostbite for his actions. Mr. Hendrickson responded with a blockbuster triple threat cage match, where Dave Brickhart finally won the big one after 5 years in the company. Confetti, of course, fell from the rafters as he celebrated his victory. Everyone expected that to be the end. Until last month's show came to a close. What was supposed to be a respectful match between Frostbite and Eric Herrera turned nasty quick when Eric battled him to the outside and locked in his patented torture method submission, costing him a double countout. Eric then got up and yelled, "Karma is a bitch," most definitely referring to the interference against Dave Brickhart in the past. Will Eric be fair enough to referee this match, or will he have an agenda of his own at the show? Dave Rage Sadler, one of my favorite wrestlers from the UCW and hardcore world, made an amazing return to the company at Southern Hospitality, warning Frostbite that he should keep that title warm for him. Mr. Hendrickson, his successor in ownership of the company, retaliated by making him compete in one of the three handicap matches last month against Dorf Jiggleton, Eclipse, and Dan Rock. His reason? Because he felt Rage should just get over it, that the UCW is a completely different company this time around, and that no one would care about Rage's mediocre reign as owner. Rage, however, wouldn't back down, and stated that he would do anything in his power to regain control of his company, even if it cost him his career in the ring. Dan Rock ended up getting the massive upset pinfall over Rage, but even that wasn't enough to satisfy Mr. Hendrickson, because the following month, he declared that Rage would face off against Cash Allen. Cash had been referenced as a psycho by the vast majority and has been notorious for his brutality. Will Rage Sadler be able to pull a rabbit out of his hat, or in this case, his ass? Or will Mr. Hendrickson's hitman be able to convince Rage exactly why, in Mr. Hendrickson's words, he should do the wrestling world a favor and just retire? Other news out of UCW at Modern Warfare 12, the Dynasty decided to triple-team Nikki Monroe and then decided to beat down on Veronica Rodriguez, cementing their powerful grip on this company as the longest-reigning women's champion and the former tag team champions. But they didn't count on the debut of Arizona Sky. Arizona jumped in and challenged him to a match, saying she's sick of the numbers game and wants competition to be restored to the company. Speaking of Arizona Sky, was she a former porn star? Somebody Google that for me. Somebody Wiki that for me. Arizona Sky, I bet you she was a porn star. In the six-man tag the following month, Veronica pinned one of the Sinclair sisters as Arizona hit Suck on This on Brandy. I really want to know what that move is. I really, really do. But that wasn't all she would do that night. She would grab the mic and challenge Brandy to a women's title match, naming herself the number one contender. And Brandy accepted. But she didn't count on the lion's roar being ever so loud, that roar belonging to Nikki Monroe. Days after the announcement, she brutalized Arizona backstage, leaving a note revealing her hunger for championship gold. With so much bad blood on the line, only one thing is certain. Which has been the staple of UCW... Oh, excuse me. I missed a line. Let me start that one over. Edit! Days after the announcement, she brutalized Arizona backstage, leaving a note revealing her hunger for the championship gold. With so much bad blood on the line, only one thing is certain. There will be brutality and lots of it. Women's wrestling bumped to another level. which has been the staple of UCW since the reopening. A tribute to Japan's system. You see what I was talking about earlier, people? The winner receives a women's title shot, adding even further fuel to the already massive fire. And by the way, I got this just in. The Sinclairs, Brandy Danielle, Learning Curve, and Rich Anderson have been relieved of their contracts, along with their title reign being vacated. Learning Curve will be replaced by BAR in the match. And what this means is now Arizona Sky versus Nikki Monroe for the Women's Championship to reward them for their heated rivalry. That, ladies and gentlemen, is news out of the UCW. And I believe right now we have some wrestler updates. Let's go right to those. On the season premiere of SPW Conquest, heroic Grim Reaper-like thingy-turned-villainous Evil Dead of pro wrestling Spooky Doom, whom you might remember from previous ad shills and interviews right here on this show, finally received his first one-on-one battle with the world champion of Shootfire Pro Wrestling and came out the winner. Andrew Davis came into this match as a four-time world heavyweight champion, the 2010 E-Wrestling Society Co-Heel of the Year, having fought at Wrestle Bowl with such strength and courage that he turned the Los Angeles crowd in his favor. And during the match, Andrew caught Doom in an elevated headshot, which is a twist of fate, when Doom was caught in the ropes. But these very same ropes proved to be close enough for a save once Andrew went for the pin. A distract in the form of Johnny Payne. God, I can't believe Johnny Payne hasn't been killed in the ring yet. Was all that was needed for Doom to hit his patented coffin cutter and hook Andrew Davis in for his very own finish. The Jigoku no Anadane. I can't even pronounce that. Why do you people send me Japanese names? I don't understand. It's a Hell's Guillotine. for the three count, of course, and getting the win. When asked for comments upon his stunning victory, Spooky Doom was quoted as saying, "Aw, crap, it's a non-title match. Why didn't anyone tell me?" when questioned on the involvement of Wrestle Bowl team member Johnny Payne into his battle, Spooky Doom had this to say, "Aw, come on, it's only Johnny Payne. I mean, he barely counts as interference." Stay tuned to further episodes of Ground Zero Radio for more Shootfire Pro news, and make sure not to miss the SPW Ascension this week with Wrestle Bowl winner James O'Connor facing former ICWF World Champion and current UCW World Champion Frostbite. Should be a good match there, and we'll be right back right after this. Hell's Guillotine. What the hell, did I pronounce it wrong? Christ. I pronounced a couple words wrong. You guys are like grammar Nazis. Which is funny because I was so mine. Alright. Hey, it's 3:52 in the afternoon here. Sunday afternoon. Still, by the looks out the CIC windows here, which are fairly small, it's a beautiful day out on the ocean. Calm, cool, collected. Unlike your host. Look, we got a few minutes before the top of the hour. Let's get to news from the let's see here. I gotta find a semi decent one here that's short. Here's North Star Championship Wrestling. Before we hit the top of the hour, North Star Championship Wrestling held a press conference earlier in the week. Public Relations Director Don McDonald discussed a wide variety of subjects. Some of them were with the influx of talent coming in. High Octane has been given an extra 30 minutes every week. That extra 30 minutes will provide the company a chance to showcase more of its talented wrestlers. That's good news when you see a small federation that's getting more TV time. There's been debate within the company whether or not to move the time slot to later in the day. Currently, the idea is something being bounced around, but isn't being taken seriously as of yet. A new show will be debuted starting August 7th, which I haven't heard any news from yet. The company has decided to call the show Full Throttle. It's anticipated that Full Throttle will be the NSCW's B show, recapping current storylines, matches with the enhancement talent, and a few bigger matches on occasion. Full Throttle will be used as a chance for debuting wrestlers to get themselves over with the crowd, returning wrestlers to make comebacks, and generally be more of a fun show. It's expected to run somewhere between 60 and 90 minutes long. During the weeks High Octane isn't on, I would say do not go beyond 60 minutes with the B show. 90 minutes is way too long for a B show. That's just experience from a wrestler who's been in the business for a long time. All right? No 90-minute B shows. 1 hour, no more. The next Super Show is expected to take place on Saturday, September 11th. NSCW will be on the move, as the Super Show is set to take place in Bismarck, North Dakota, in the Bismarck Civic Center. The show is being named Capital Carnage. Matches will be announced leading up to the show. And that is news from the NSCW. One thing that I want to talk about before we hit the top of the hour. Well, actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm not going to be able to get to it. Some of these updates are huge this week, and we only got 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Now, folks, here's the thing about the top of the hour, all right, that I want you to remember. We're going to have a little bit of news. We're going to have a station ID break, and then I will be back about 3 minutes after the top of top of the hour. Don't go anywhere. We have a whole lot left for you. Speaking of which, what we have left is news from EEW. We've got the CWF update that came in. We've got Sports Nuts Wrestling. We've got them. I've got a little commentary on what's more important to professional wrestlers nowadays. Is it the money or is it the health? And, of course, we also have news from Universal Wrestling Federation and Mighty Bastard Championship Wrestling. That is all left here on this show. But before we go to the top of the hour break, I got some extras here, which came in a couple of days ago. Just a Facts Square Table now holds Blank Slate Wrestling, a wrestling promotion in which students get prepared for the big time promotions by learning their stuff straight from wrestling legend Crimson Joe Reed. Every episode boasts interviews from the class as they stumble their way through wrestling improvement school, learning the art of the promo, many of them learning the art of correctly speaking English. Maybe I should go to that class. How to tie a match together without all the loud spot calling, and how to form a right proper wrestling gimmick as well. The week of the 16th of August, head over to the Just the Fact Square Table. That means this week, folks, for the latest episode of Blank Slate Wrestling, where you will find out what happens when you throw 10 barely formed rookies inside the Battle Royal. And, of course, there'll be promos, too. So stay tuned for that. That is news from Blank Slate Wrestling. Make sure you tune in for that. It should be pretty interesting. We, folks, ladies and gentlemen, are going to be back after a few minutes, a top-of-the-hour break, and, of course, station ID, and a little bit of news. This is Ground Zero Radio. My name is Tyler Hollywood. We will be right back right after this with more of the second hour. Thanks for tuning in. Jigoku no Dantuda. Doo-da, doo-da.